Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Acts of anti-Semitism in Pennsylvania have more than tripled since the October 7th attack by Hamas terrorists on Israel. Anti-Muslim incidents also have risen sharply. Both trends are documented in two new reports, as we hear from our community impact reporter, Raquel Williams.
The ADL's new report chronicles nearly 9,000 incidents of anti-Semitic assault, harassment, and vandalism last year nationwide, with incidents in Pennsylvania more than tripling.
The numbers are the worst we've ever seen, you know, and I think that it will we will continue to call out this form of hate, and we will continue to fight against it. We will be resilient as we move through this.
That's Andrew Goreski, Regional Director for the Anti-Defamation League's Philadelphia office. The rise in incidents sharply increased after October 7th, when the war between Israel and Hamas began. But anti-Semitic incidents are not the only thing on the rise. The Council on American-Islamic Relations also released a national report this month showing a 56% increase in anti-Muslim hate, with over 8,000 incidents last year. Ahmed Salim Tekelioglu is Executive Director of CARE Philadelphia.
What we are seeing on the ground is this understanding among our community that there should be no space and no place for hate. People should not be hated for who they are. That's clear.
But he says freedom of speech is being threatened and that criticizing the state of Israel should not be categorized as anti-Semitism. Goreski says they were careful not to do that. However, chants such as From the River to the Sea, Palestine Will Be Free were included in the audit, as his group sees it as a direct threat of the destruction of the Jewish state. Both groups say there needs to be a united front against hate. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.